Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Well, hello and welcome into the Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Melissa Hyak. And joining me today to talk about INSEAD's first NFT collection and the initiative behind the project are the school's Peter Zemski and Joining Lee. Now, Peter is the Deputy Dean of INSEAD and the school's Dean of Innovation. Joining is an MBA candidate at INSEAD and part of the core team of INSEAD NFT project. Well, welcome to the show. Hello, Joining.
Hi,
hello,
guys.
Peter.
Good to be
here. Hi. Okay,
good
am I pronouncing the name of the school correct? Because I understand in French it's supposed to be INSEAD or something like that. Is INSEAD okay?
INSEAD is good.
Okay. Okay, that's important to get right. Okay, maybe let's start with Peter. The school launched its first NFT collection end of March. That's just over a month ago, right? A month and a half ago. It's a fundraising initiative. Talk us through the thinking behind this.
Maybe three things. First of all, obviously, we're a school with a long tradition of innovation. So, you know, the first thing is we support our students getting to the frontiers of management practice. And to, you know, work with this really dynamic student team on exploring how we could create an NFT collection seemed like great learning for them and their classmates. As you may have known, the students had started with just an initial NFT item that they sold in one of their scholarship fundraising. And they came to us with this idea to create a whole collection and build a community, which I really like because it's pushing and saying, well, what would NFTs really be good for? How could you really take this to the next level and help them be part of that? And, of course, at the same time, we are raising money for some scholarship money. And then the third thing I'd bring up, INSEAD has a vast community of alumni who are very innovative, including a lot of them in the blockchain space, in the broader metaverse Web 3.0 area. So what I really liked about this is it's a potential to build a community of people in that space of the students and the alumni and connect them. So it really seemed intriguing to see if we could work together to pull that off.
Mm. It sounds very exciting, very motivating for it's actually a ground-up initiative, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I should add that Peter's joining us from France. Is that correct?
Correct.
Which part of France?
Yes, I am. So our campus is just out of Paris in a town called Fontainebleau, which was actually Napoleon's favorite chateau was there, which is why one of the NFTs that we launched actually has a Napoleon theme.
Ah, well, this is a student, I would like to think, student-inspired, a student-led initiative. So let's pull Joining in to talk about this. You led the team in the creation of this. You were part of the pioneer team for the NFT creation?
Yes.
Is this your first foray into it?
No, not really. So me personally, I've worked on NFT projects before. I launched my own NFT series with my friends. So this is not my first time launching the NFT series, but it is the first time that I work with a larger organization like INSEAD to launch the full series with our team together.
I'm actually quite intrigued by the series. And you have this thing called the Savvy Salamander Study Club. Why Salamander?
Yes. So Salamander is a mascot of INSEAD. So at the beginning, when we were ideating the idea, we always think of INSEAD, you know, itself, first, as a business school, it's located in Europe, so it's quite different from all the other like mainstream MBAs who's located in the U.S. And then we always think that like us located in Fontainebleau, like our alumni network is very closely bonded. So that's why at the beginning we ideated this idea called the Savvy Salamander Study Club, because we are like closely bonded with each other, and it will be like doing fun things together, you know, in the study club.
Maybe Peter, tell us, you know, why salamanders as your campus or your university mascot.
The Fontainebleau Chateau goes back, you know, a millennia, and François Premier, who was one of the key kings who built it, his image was the salamander, and it's all about you know, withstanding fire and diversity and disruption. So we took that, an image of that salamander from the chateau. It's a very traditional French, you know, Renaissance image of a salamander. And then what I love is the students completely reinterpreted the salamander in their own way. So just really taking this traditional French element that we'd embrace and reinterpreting it for, you know, the next generation of NCOTters.
And I for our listeners, you know, who are listening, who are catching on to this, do, when you have the time, please Google the images, because the artwork is really quite something to admire. Maybe, Joni, tell us about the creation of the NFT, the artwork itself.
Yeah, so at the beginning, I think one of the biggest challenges was to decide the feature of the artwork, because for the, usually for the NFT art, they are generative, so we need to write algorithm in order to come up with like different combinations. And we think that is a great idea because it also represents the value that INSEA really uphold, which is diversity. So at the beginning, we're ideating for the salamander what kind of accessories it could have, or what kind of outfit it could have. Like, we do have campuses in Singapore, Fontainebleau, and then also in the Middle East. So we want to put that into one of our feature. So there's like different background, different outfit, like different headpiece, and also now, like when we were ideating, it was still during the COVID time.
Right.
So we have like mask. So we're just like putting all these different features into algorithms so that it generates many different kinds of different salamander that, so in the future when alumni purchase it, they could choose like the salamander that fits them the most. And also on top of the generative ones, we also have the special edition ones that will like features like a different regional alumni clubs features. So for example, we have the Napoleon one that Peter just mentioned. So we have like the complete series so that like our alumni network or students to purchase them, and as the entrance of the study club.
So being based in Singapore, I have a vested interest to know what the the Singapore version or the, what the nods to the Singapore campus would look like. Describe it to me.
So what they did is they actually, because remember, you have these algorithms, so they create, what they do is they create a background so that there's actually an image from our Fontainebleau campus. So somebody could say, oh, I really like this salamander with that T-shirt, and I was in Singapore. I want the Singapore background on my salamander.
Right.
So it's that. That's what she's talking about, the algorithm nature.
So
it's like a mix-in.
Okay. And the accessories?
I would say, if you're on the Singapore angle, if you're curious, you know, when we looked at, you know, one of the learnings for the students and for us was regulatory. How do you do this? How do you, what are the tax implications? All of that. And I would say we have these multiple entities, and based on what our sense of the regulatory regimes, we actually had the Singapore entity be the one that is driving this. Just because there's, you know, more clarity on these new NFT and digital assets. I'm out of Singapore, which I found
interesting. Give me some specific examples of how that is helpful, or what in particular you found especially helpful in guiding you through the entire process.
I'll just share one thing, which is, again, you know, a lot of this stuff is, the regulations just aren't clear. So you don't even know, you know, what should we provision for tax payments before we give the scholarships? Anyway, and just, Singapore actually has regulations and you know, statements about how they'll treat these assets, which we didn't find as clear in other locations.
So for those who subscribe to it, you get the sense that they have more robust protection as well.
Again, it's new. So one reason why we launched you launched the three specials partly just to get things going before we do the bigger drop in a month or two. But it's also to learn and for people to see how this works. So we're still figuring it out.
Okay. We have to keep in mind that this is a fundraising initiative. So operationally, how do you plan to raise funds from this? Maybe Jolene can, for example, somebody says, I want to support your initiative. I want to help you raise funds. I want to donate something, right, through this initiative. You know, it sounds very pedestrian, but walk us through.
Yeah, so at the beginning of this year, we first ideated the idea. We built up a website and come up with the generative NFT art. So what we did was we collaborate with school and the alumni network to launch the three legendary salamander pieces that we did an auction with all the alumni. So that was initially what we did. And then we think that in the future, because as Peter mentioned, we do want to build this into a crypto community for all the INSEA students and alumni. So what we're preparing for the next batch of launch is to release the remaining NFT salamanders to like current students and also alumni networks. So that they could purchase it through the OpenSea platform that I established with this project. So first of all, like, this project itself could get funded through the purchasing from the alumni network. And also, once we have all the alumni on board to this community, we could host like different events or like activities so that they could participate. So we could get additional funding to like sustain the community itself for both schools and this project. But also we could kind of link and then connect all the alumni together through the purchasing of the art.
Hence, it's not just a one-off initiative or just to raise funds. It's actually building a community.
Yes.
Now, but of course, you know, fundraising being one of the objectives, you know, as usual, you know, we talk about things like that. We need to have a KPI, you know, or a target. And of course, fundraising as much as possible is great, right? But, you know, do you have a sort of a target that you're looking at, a quantifiable target?
Well, again, I mean, people often ask that, and you know, again, especially given how volatile crypto assets, including NFTs, can be. But really, I would just say, again, this is as much an educational thing as possible. It'll be great if we can raise some scholarships, but we don't, that's not our main KPI. But that said, you know, INSEA is expensive. To have a very nice, say, $30,000 U.S. dollar, roughly, scholarship would be nice. We're already about halfway there just from those first three NFTs. So, so you know, ultimately having a couple of those would be nice. Again, and that those scholarships can be targeted at people, new students who are interested in Web 3.0, interested in crypto. And because, again, you got to realize in a program like ours, a huge part of the learning is what you get from your classmates. So bringing that kind of talent to the school is super interesting. And again, I think one thing to share is who bought those first three NFTs. And it's funny because, you know, in this Web 3.0, it's all anonymous. So we sold them and we had to wait to see who would come forward and recognize them. One was, a very senior consultant at BCG, an alum. So that was sort of traditional. But if for those who are Googling these images, you'll see there's a moonshot salamander, so a salamander going to the moon. And that was actually bought by an admitted student. So here's a student who's coming to INSEA, partly attracted by the various activities we're doing around blockchain and DeFi and fintech. And he actually went and bought this moonshot. And the moonshot was all about the future of INSEA. So it was really reassuring and even inspiring to see an actual admitted student already getting on board.
Well, you mentioned just now that three have already been launched and you're expecting to drop the next batch soon. So any idea, you know, do you have already a timeline to share with us and how many will be dropped or how many to constitute the rest of them?
So I'll leave the students to really, I mean, as I said, we're letting them drive it. But I think, you know, we have a graduation coming up in July. And so there's a group of students who go off and this could make nice graduation presents. I don't know. What are you thinking?
Yes. I mean, like for the next batch, we're still discussing about like the what will be the potential number that we drop. We're also doing survey amongst students. But then what will be really exciting is because we want to first start off by building the atmosphere of the Salamander Study Club. So we're also working with school to idea some of the merchandise, like for example, like the shirt and the cap. So we kind of already built up this like study club atmosphere in on campus. And then once we get like the survey to see, you know, potentially how many people are interested in purchasing the items, then we will decide the final number.
A very promising corporate animal in the making, Joni, keeping things very close to your chest. Well, thank you both so much for speaking with us. Peter Zemsky, INSEA Deputy Dean and Dean of Innovation, as well as Joni Lee, who is part of the core team of the INSEA MFT project. All the best for this initiative, which is excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. I'm Melissa here for the Workday Afternoon. I hope you've enjoyed the conversation. Please stay with us here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.